Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Scottish Watches podcast. We did it, Ricky. We did it.
What, we survived?
This is where you ask me what we did. We did it, Ricky. We did it.
I don't like admitting to things because it always ends up in trouble. What did we do? What did I do?
What we've managed to do is it turns out that our watch event that's going to be on the 12th of March next month is actually going to be the biggest watch event in the world.
Is it?
Because all the rest of them have been cancelled. And because, as we speak, there are yet no cases of coronavirus in Scotland, we're still going ahead. But by the time this goes out, it'll probably all have changed.
Problem, I know for a fact that we've actually got people importing themselves for our event. There's like a wad of folks from America coming. There's a lot of folks from London, elsewhere in Englandshire. We could be the people that bring... We could be ground zero for Scotland if we put that
event on. Super spreaders.
Yeah.
Well, if you know, they say there's no such thing as bad publicity. This may be the exception to that rule. But at any event, 12th of March in Glasgow, Scottish Watches Red Bar, live recording of the podcast. Get on the website, get registered if you fancy coming. There are folk literally coming, bringing all their viruses and all their watches with them from all over the world, which is actually quite spectacular.
It is.
To see us two neds in Glasgow.
I'm going to have to go and iron my shell suit, especially for it.
Listen, I've just taken my shell suit off so that it didn't crinkle as I recorded this particular episode.
All right, a crinkly shell suit. Who'd have thought?
Yeah, circa, you know, Germany, what World Cup was it? 1990. That was a good shell suit, by the way.
Italia 90.
That was the OG of shell suit.
It's bringing me back to memories of Danny Dyer movies and things like that. It was a good
anyway,
time.
So... The watch world is in panic. Most of the world is in panic, justifiably or not.
We'll get to that later. Let's not start on a very depressing foot. I mean, people are already listening to your voice. That's bad enough. So what have you been up to, Rick, in the last wee while?
What have I been up to? I have mostly been concerning myself with the supply chain and everything that's happening coming out of China. So actually, if you don't want to depress yourselves, you don't want to ask me that question.
Okay, Rick, see, if we weren't in a sort of global pandemic, what would you be doing this week normally? What nice things have you had to put to the side?
I would have been cutting grass. But the weather's so poor in Scotland, I can't even get the lawnmower out. It's terrible.
I thought you had subservience to do such things.
Well, I do like to make the first cut of the year myself. It's like, you know, when you go hunting and things, it's like, you know, taking the first bird of the year, like the first cut, you like to do that one yourself, then you can give it to the gardener to do it for the rest of the year.
Ah, sloppy seconds.
Do the first one yourself.
Yeah, I understand. That's fair enough.
Other than buying up all the face masks in Scotland, what else have you been doing?
Yeah, as half a joke, as half not a joke, I did actually go on eBay a few days ago and buy what I thought was a proper face mask, but apparently it's two grades below a proper face mask, even though it's better than a painter and decorator's one.
You are so chuffed that you managed to get this. You sent me a picture and I said, that's really great, Ricky, but that will mostly just protect you from inhaling bricks. It's not actually going to protect you from very much else. You need an FFP3 mask. FFP1, you can strip your wallpaper or something.
Right.
But FFP3, I mean, frankly, most of these masks, folk are wearing masks, it's not really offering a lot of protection in terms of the way in. What it's stopping you doing is if you sneeze, cough, it protects you, if you've already got it, spreading it to other people.
So moments before my mask arrived, you decided to set my comfort blanket on fire in front of me. It was dead nice of you.
Yeah, tell you that it's all very well comforting yourself, but you know,
well,
you'd be as well just flinging off all your clothing and running naked
through the street.
Just as your last hurrah.
You know how we're trying to not talk about this till later on and be a bit upbeat and we just keep giving back to it. So apart from that, what have I been up to? Well, I got some packages in the mail, excluding said face mask. And I went on a little rummage around, and you'll have seen it if you were on our Facebook and on our Instagram, but I got a couple of things. First thing that came through was I got Cufflinks.
Cufflinks. Do you own a shirt that has folded cuffs that you need cufflinks for?
I'm just getting prepared for when Rolex take us to court.
Well, all you need to do is you need to go to the dial artist and get him to put like wee tiny engravings of Rolex on those cufflinks.
No, because you can. Swiss companies don't like you having different movements with different names and things. No, that's a bad idea. You can end up in court in America as well for that one. But no,
yeah.
I'd seen these advertised elsewhere, and generally it's a little movement inside a cufflink and it doesn't do anything. But some of them you can actually wind up because they've still got a crown in them. And you can see the balance moving around inside and all the wheels. So I found a set on eBay for 15 quid. Usually they're about 50 if you actually get them from the proper company that sells them. 15 bucks delivered. And you wind them up and they're great. So I put a video on Instagram and everybody was like, that's pretty cool. And then somebody said, get it on a time grapher. So I'm going to have to borrow Logan's time grapher and see if they're running within Cosc. So I got that. And also
Cosc certified cufflinks.
Exactly. So you can always be on time for your next court appointment. So I did that. I also found another cheapie on Amazon this time. I'd seen these as well. Watch holders. Stand, really. And you can get a butler, which obviously you probably got, and you can get a little astronaut. So I got an astronaut stand for 15, no, it wasn't even 15 quid, it was like $12.99 delivered off Amazon, and that's the photo that I took for Speedy Tuesday this week, and people seem to like it.
Right. Okay, no, I've just got a guy that stands in the corner of the room, and if I want him to wear an astronaut outfit or something else, I just, you know, he just goes and dresses in it.
Is his name Mr. Ben?
That works with Mr. Ben. Oh, there was a kids' TV show.
Yeah.
That needs a reboot. Anyway, so interestingly, I got a package this week with a watch in it.
How many thousands is this one worth?
You know what's even more remarkable? I paid for it. I broke my internal rule of not buying any watches this year. Admittedly, it's one that any time I see them, because they only come up very seldomly, I almost always buy them. Because it's an original of a very old watch I used to have, and so you just harvest it for parts.
Oh, can I guess? Is it the Tissot T-Touch?
No, it is not. Okay. It predates the Tissot T-Touch.
Is it a Citizen Digital?
It is a Citizen Digital. It is the robot face Citizen.
Ah.
And there was a pretty mint condition one going on eBay, so I snapped it up for, I think it was about £105, so it wasn't cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I've got about four of these that I'm slowly, you know, making into decent ones. This one's not got enough links in the bracelet, but I've got plenty of other bracelets I can swap it. But I love, this is just my original watch. So it's just always going to be the watch that is my favourite watch ever.
Are you not proud of me for knowing this?
I'm actually quite impressed. It's still, I was going to do an unboxing of it, but I couldn't wait. So I unboxed it. So I'll retape it up and we'll do an unboxing on Instagram next week.
Cool.
And we'll all look shocked and stunned.
Don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone. Pretend. Okay.
It's okay. Nobody listens to this, so it's fine.
Listen, guys, you 10,000 people out there, just use the wee Men in Black Neuralizer thing on yourselves. Forget the last minute. That'd be great. I've got one I've got a Casio that I bought in 1996.
Uh-huh.
Was it 90? It was 96, because I remember. And I bought this thing and it kind of fell to bits. It was a data bank.
Oh, yeah.
So I had 96. Yeah, so I had my first mobile phone that I'd had for about a year, I think. And I had to get it in someone else's name because I was under 18, so I couldn't do a contract. And there was no such thing as pay-as-you-go. And then I got this data bank thing. And I remember being in a nightclub, taking like a girl's number and putting it into my data bank Casio.
hysterically funny. Can you imagine returning to a day where you couldn't get a mobile phone contract because you weren't 18 yet? Or 16, whatever it was.
Yeah. Glory days, but no, it's a cool watch.
The good old days.
And I tried to take it apart to put a new battery in it and stuff and failed. So I thought, who do I know that loves this kind of shit and is really quite hands-on with this? Ah, Logan, the TikTok collector. So I gave him the watch and all the stuff that I managed to break out of the watch. And it took him a wee while, but he managed to get it up and running and didn't even lose the tiny little spring that connects the piezoelectric speaker inside. So I have got a fully up and running watch, but apparently the date function ends this year. So after I don't know what's going to go wrong with it. Well, 1996 to 2020.
That's quite cool.
But yeah, he's put it all back together, but it is a mess. But hey, it's my first sort of digital watch and I've now still got it. So happy days.
Yeah, I have to say, I am falling quite back in love with the idea of the AnyDigi watch. I've got, obviously, my original robot face. I've got the T-Touch and I've got the Seiko Arnie. And I'm actually realising that without having recognised that I've actually got a type of watch that I collect, and it is those. I'm always on the lookout for those kind of watches. So I probably need to, at some stage, just because I keep on talking about Breitling, probably do need to get myself a Breitling emergency. In fact, probably this year, with everything that's going on in the world, it might be the best time to get a Breitling emergency. Maybe Breitling emergencies will be the only watches that are still being sold.
Well, I was in at Mappin & Webb in Glasgow, mm-hmm. seeing Declan and the Breitling guy. I think his name is Brian, I'm not too sure, because I never really ask his name, I just know him. And I was sort of looking at things, I was asking him about the AVI re-edition that we spoke about last time, and I asked him if he'd ever sold one of the Breitling emergencies, and he said not for a while, but he did. He used to sell a lot of these things, and it must have been, like, I don't know, 10 years plus ago that he did sell it. But all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes when you buy the watch, it's not just the 12 grand or whatever for the watch. It's the contract you have to sign, and I think you have to pay some amount of money just in the off chance you get pissed at a party and go, hey guys, check this out, and then you have the SAS kick your door in. So it's a cool looking watch. But the reason I was asking him about the Breitling stuff when I was in, because that's his main thing, I'd seen a video with Jody from Just One More Watch, and it was the aerospace he'd get his hands on.
Yes.
And I quite like that, and that's a cool Annie Digi, but it's super expensive.
They are expensive, but they are cool. So I think, because the other one I like is the Omega X20, is it X22?
Yeah, the kind of pillowcase thing there.
Yeah, I quite fancy one of them. So it did get me looking around, looking at all the various Digi Annie watches. Mm-hmm. So an Omega X22, a Breitling aerospace stroke Breitling emergency type thing. I don't know what else.
Have you not got one of those Casio Royales?
No. And I've not got the other one that I quite like the look of, is the Big Citizens. Is it Citizens? What's the one? Is it Citizen that do the one that's got all the aero stuff? I think they did a Red Arrows one, which is an aberration. But I can't remember what's going on. Is it a Citizen? It probably isn't. Folk are shouting at their radios just now, their wirelesses, as they're sitting in their bunkers with their face masks on.
I seem to know what you're talking about. I've got an idea.
Skyhawk? Is it Citizen Skyhawk? Something like that.
Right.
They're quite cool as well. Simon's got them. Simon at James Porter & Son, he sells them.
Oh, I know what you're talking about,
I went in to look at one once upon a time.
You're also looking at an Alpina in there as well. There's a bit like that.
That's the other one. Yes, that's the other one. I really like that. That Alpina, it's about 900 quid. Digian, it's got a UV indicator, very cool. Yeah, so I think if I was to increase my collection of Digiani watches, I would go for the Alpina, which is called the Alpina Alpina X, I think. And there's a couple of limited edition versions of that.
What's a UV indicator?
As in, it tells you whether
you're... Is it time to go out the sunbed?
Yeah, it tells Donald Trump when to go out the sunbed, basically.
Ah, okay.
So that's what it's for. But it's good if you're outdoors skiing, etc. It'd be good for that. I mean...
So looking at the sun doesn't tell you stuff at all?
Looking at the sun going, it's quite sunny, maybe I should put some sun cream on, isn't an obvious giveaway, no. So I think I would go for the Alpina X. If I was to try and complete Digi Annie watches as I know them, the Alpina, Alpina X, an Omega X22, and either a Breitling emergency or a Breitling
aerospace
one. The aerospace. Mm. Yeah. I think that would be a six watch collection. The Citizen Robot Face, the Tissot T-Touch, the Seiko Arne, and then those three. That's not a bad wee collection. I could live with that.
That's pretty good.
Now, talking of collections, we've got a campaign going. Have you heard of our campaign? Has anybody told you? You've been paying attention?
No.
Right, our campaign has its own hashtag. It actually has two hashtags. Because what's a hashtag without a hashtag to go with that hashtag? So the first hashtag is VoteCo2020. And the second hashtag is QuidProCo. And all of this is to do with Hodinkee. So Hodinkee did a Hodinkee radio episode. It's episode 79. It's very important you listen. These are instructions. All the listeners out there, you need to do this. Do this for us and we will repost. I hereby do solemnly swear that if you send us your image, cut and paste of you doing this, we will repost it to our stories and get you exactly no more followers on Instagram. But You can try it and we'll say thank you.
Are we at 10,000 followers yet?
Oh, on Instagram? No, I think we're about 8,500. So unfortunately, we can't link to it yet.
So see if all our listeners like went and actually followed us.
Yes. It is weird that we've got many, many thousands more.
Tens of thousands.
How do these people find out about us if they're not on Instagram?
I don't know.
Anyway, so if all the listeners could please go to Instagram and follow us, because if we had 10,000 followers, it would make pulling a stunt like this that much easier. Because once you get to 10,000 followers on Instagram, there's various things you can do with links that you can't do up to 10,000. So anyway, what you need to do is go to Hodinkee Radio episode 79. Feel free to listen to it. It is actually quite a good episode. But the key thing is that it's four or five of the guys all giving an imaginary 10,000 Hodinkee dollars to spend on a 5-watch collection, I think it is. Now, for various reasons, the collection you need to vote for, because there's a wee voting. If you go to the show notes for Dinky Radio, scroll down about halfway down, it gives you a voting form. You need to go into that voting form and you need to vote for Cole Pennington for a number of reasons. First of all, he's the only guy on Hodinkee who was on that show that speaks to us. So
currently,
clearly he's a good guy.
Probably falling out with us as we type.
As we speak. But also, to be fair to him, he did actually win the collection. Like, hands down, he won the collection. He's also a funny guy, and we're trying to persuade, I think he would like to come on the show.
Ben says no,
but I think other people are maybe wary of him coming on the show. So what you need to do is you need to go in and vote for him. But interestingly, Hodinkee, rather than just being a straight vote, at the bottom it says, why are you voting for this person? So a number of people you will see in our stories have put in, why are you voting for Cole? They've put in, so that he goes on the Scottish Watches podcast. So if you would go on and do words to that effect, and then cut, screen capture it, send it to us on direct messaging, or put it on your stories and copy us and we'll repost it. And we're trying to get a vote for Cole to come on the show. So the hashtag, and put it on any other hashtags you like, any Hodinkee post, go in, just stick the hashtag in, vote Cole 2020 or hashtag Quid Pro Cole. So that's it, go crack and get on. That's enough for Hodinkee.
Jesus
Christ. We're going to speak to Cole on
free,
the podcast.
Free 10 minute advert for Hodinkee there, well done. Oh man.
Anyway.
Oh, so you've been trying to, I don't know, are you the CIA? I know you're a spy, but are you the CIA? You're trying to subvert people's voting methodologies and
no.
You know, democracy doesn't exist.
Yeah, no, that's reasonably standard spycraft.
Aye, I mean, what did you do? You kind of infiltrated Watchbox to get Josh to win. And now we're sort of greasing the wheels a little bit over at Hodinkee. Yeah, I mean, what's next?
And if you need to vote multiple times, because it only lets you vote once, you can vote multiple times, just log on via Tor browser and refresh the Tor and you can vote again.
Nice. Anyway, that's good. Well done, Rick.
So what are you wearing?
Today I've got the G3PO on.
Oh, is that what we're calling it now?
Well, yes.
G3PO, that's quite good. Quite like that. Let's get an article written and let's get that trending.
Rick, you're ready. You already said to me during the week, we need to get more clickbaity articles on the website.
We do.
You've got a couple of G-Shock limited editions. Go and write some stuff. So I have been writing some stuff, so I'll put it online. And
cool.
The guys at G-Shock, who we obviously have been communicating with, I helped them out with their little spelling errors and whatnot. So they're good guys. So what I'll do is I'll tag them in it and see if they can repost it on their page. They probably won't because everyone hates us, but hey, we'll give it a shot.
Well, we got a heart from the folk at Zenith Watches for our little story about their new Zenith release, which is super cool. It's called the Cover Girl. It does exist. I have seen pictures. Interestingly, the whole event that was held at Miami Red Bar with friend of the show and contributor to the website Sophie, as well as Adam Craniotis from Red Bar, was distinctly quiet on any Zenith inventor talk.
That's weird.
And I listened to a podcast this morning on, whose podcast was it? It was the Oster Watches guy. And he was talking, he had a go at Julian Tournier on a previous podcast, but he didn't really go for him because he's actually got to sell his watches. But he's clearly incredibly skeptical about whether this watch is ever going to show up, and he's not the only one, but we'll see.
Oh, I got a message from my buddy Ross over at Rocks in Glasgow, Nergal Arcade.
Right, okay.
Who I thought maybe would have fell out me a little bit because I did go in and say, give me my money back. But no, everything's cushy. And they have got the LVMH travelling collection from Dubai Watch Week coming into their store next week. So he said to me, if I and assorted other folk may be interested in coming along. So if you're interested, if you're in Glasgow next Thursday, which is, I can't remember what day that'll be, start of March, give us a shout.
It'll be day plus one of the new New World Order. It'll
be what, Hulk Hogan?
After Armageddon, Thursday will be day plus one.
Okay, cool. Well, if anyone's interested in coming along, if you're in Glasgow, drop us a DM on Instagram. Spaces are limited, and I will do a check to make sure that you fit the bill. I'm only kidding. Everybody's welcome. But drop us a message in DM anyway, and I will collate the information, and I'll speak to Ross at Rocks. So it should be quite a decent little night. Do you want to come along, or are you busy? Cool.
Thursday night, I have no idea. Probably washing what little hair I have left.
There it is. That's fine. Did you like my farmer joke that I put in the Facebook
group?
Yeah,
your farmer joke was quite good. It's an old joke, but it's a good joke. Always appreciate farmer jokes. Mm-hmm, good jokes. Our Facebook group has got some decent jokes in it at the moment. In particular, the appearance of Horology House is back on YouTube. And when we say back on YouTube, we actually mean he's on our YouTube channel. So if you would like to actually see an interview with
It was a
Horology
lost
House,
interview?
It was an old interview that was done with him, which we've managed to uncover, and we have captioned it in light of recent events. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to go and check that out, go to our YouTube channel. It's the most recent video, and while you're there, you can also catch up with the latest talk show episode, which is with Orage. See, I said it correctly.
Well done.
With Orage, and has gone down really, really well.
I was worried about that one because I thought it's okay having Floatlight on where he pulls out lots of different watches and types and styles and has loads of stories, but getting a brand, and it was over an hour. I mean, it was about an hour and 5 hours and 10 minutes.
Yes.
I thought, are people going to get into this? And pretty much 95% of the comments and everything else, people were right engrossed, and it's a great video. There was no editing. With these talk shows, it's not like a normal podcast where we can cut things out and that didn't work out, or there's a mistake with talk shows. It start to finish, hit
or
record.
That was too rude.
And Rick says we're going to get deleted off iTunes. Get that joke out. it was really good, start to finish. Landon and Andy, myself and you, and our little mystery helper in the background who was taking care of security concerns. So yeah, talked about everything. Started off explaining the watches they brought out, the one that you got. I explained or said it was nice that they came back to us instead of blocking us and blocking me for saying that their stuff looked shit. They actually said, well, here's a few other ones, do you want to have a look at these? They sent them over, then they came to speak to us, and then they went on a whirlwind tour. So that episode is really good. It's getting a lot of good response, and a lot of people have been messaging me saying, right, okay, where can we see these watches, because I'm interested. And a couple of people, as far as I know, have already placed some orders for some of the watches, and today when we're recording, which is Saturday the 29th, this morning 9 a.m. is when they put their pre-order live on their website for the Project Tourbillon, which, as we said, is about £5,400 UK plus whatever taxes and stuff that is on there for a Swiss designed Tourbillon watch, with, I think it's a flying tourbillon with titanium cage and accoutrements, not a Chinese shitter.
It is. It's very cool.
I need to say as well, on the website, because it is an amalgamation of Canadian, French, German, Swiss, and different people involved in it, you have to click on the part that says customize. It's not a pre-order button, it's not a buy now or express your interest. You have to click customize, because I was like, where the hell do I actually find the pre-order button? So go in there, check it out, and obviously check out our talk show episode, because it's not just the turbine they talk about. They talk about creating the K1 movement, because Andy's wife is part of an organization that makes millions of dials for watches for the Swiss industry, and she had said, well, you know, if ETA are slowing down release of movements, then I'm not going to be selling as many dials, which is going to interrupt our world. So start making movements. So 10, 11 years down the road, they're here now, and they've got all this stuff. So go and check it out.
Yes, it's all very cool, very impressive. Now, we've got a new service we're providing our listeners.
Shoulder massages?
Shoulder massages. Well, we get approached, and quite often, actually, surprisingly often, by authorised dealers, and not just in the UK, asking if we know anybody.
No, asking if we can return the watches we borrow.
Well, yeah, that too. Uh-huh. But also asking if we know anyone that would like to work in the watch industry, e.g. selling watches. And there's a couple of people that we've put on to folk in various locations. Now, what's happening in the watch world just now with all the virusy things means that I think there is going to be quite a high demand for actual proper salespeople, folk that know what they're talking about, and folk that are really genuinely interested in selling watches.
You mean the type of people that spend 2 hours a week listening to us talking about watches? Somebody would spend their free time doing that?
Exactly. Because we've all been into ADs and met the person in the AD who clearly is like half a page ahead of you on the manual from the brand and isn't really that interested, could be selling anything or could just have a job in a coffee shop, versus the people in ADs who you realise are passionate and can pass on that passion to you for the brand they're selling. And, you know, hopefully persuade you to buy the brand, because they are, after all, salespeople. So what we've decided to do is we are going to give you the opportunity that if you wish to get into the industry, if you're already in the industry but would like a move, send us your details. Basically, send us your CV, okay? And that means that when we get approached by organisations, we will then come back to you and say, actually, we have somebody. So it's a bit of a... Basically, we know that Ricky's an expert on Tinder.
Yes.
So we're going to apply all of Ricky's Tinder skills to match people that would really like to be selling watches in the watch world, or who are already in the watch world but are looking for a move to a different AD or selling a different brand. We're going to match them up to people that are looking for those employees. So what you need to do is you need to get in touch with us. Now, I'm going to suggest, because I'm much more organised than Ricky is, he brings to this the matchmaking skills, I bring to this organisational ruthlessness. What I'm going to do is we're going to open up a jobs email account at Scottish Watches. So it'll be jobs@scottishwatches.co.uk. Now, that's not you applying for a job with Scottish Watches. We're not Hodinkee yet, but you never know. This is you sending us your contact details, a CV if you've got one, or a link to LinkedIn, so that we can keep on file all GDPR and all the rest of it, so that when we get approached by dealers, by ADs, by whoever looking for people in a particular area, we can say, actually, we've got a couple of people. We'll then get in touch with you, tell you what's happening, and if you're happy for us to release your details, we will do that. So there you go, jobs@scottishwatches.co.uk. A brand new watches matchmaking service. Can we call it, like, well, we need a name.
Okay.
Tinder for watches? No, that's not going to work. Anyway, email jobs@scottishwatches.co.uk. If you want to get into the industry, or if you're already in the industry and are looking for a move.
And that's interesting. Obviously, we've spoken about this because in the last few weeks, I've had three people message me saying, I'm looking for a job. I've spotted XYZ AD. Are they shit? And we have turned around and warned a few people away from certain companies. And we've also said, actually, the person in there is really good. That store is really good. We have, because we hear a lot of things. We hear a lot of bad things about ADs. We hear a lot of good things about ADs. We have persuaded people to not bother because it might not be good for their career long term. But yeah, also, if you're a brand or an AD or even a small retailer, and you're looking for somebody, you've got a new location, you're expanding, you're changing what you do, get in touch with us. Just use the same email address, jobs@scottishwatches.co.uk, and let us know what you're looking for. And if we can be the Cilla Blacks of the watch world, then kumbaya.
Excellent. There we go.
There we go.
So, welcome to the Scottish Watches recruitment page. Anyway, so that's us. As far as that is concerned. So what else has been happening?
Well,
other than...
there's a few other things. I can't remember. We've recorded so many episodes with so many people and then the world kind of caved in. I'm trying to remember what we covered in the last one. But the video I recorded with Floatlight at the start of the week there with his new James Bond watch, that's nearly finished being edited, so that will be online. That follows on from the Horology House Lost TV news show interview, which, as you say, has gone down a storm. It is quite good, so you need to check that out. It's on our Instagram and it's also on our YouTube channel, but go to our YouTube channel and subscribe, because that's where all the good stuff is. But yeah, so that James Bond video will be out shortly. Also met up with Adrian during the week there, just to plan sort of global domination and the kind of stuff that we always usually do. And we're coming up with some plans. We're obviously starting to grow what we are up to with Hotix. We've got Adrian Bark and Jack doing his videos, a little bit of podcasting. We've got the girls over at 10 and 2 who are making massive inroads across there because they're connected with everybody, Topper's Jewellers, Oris, other brands, Nodus, Monta, and we're doing things here in the UK and starting to spread our wings a little bit over to Switzerland. Yeah, we're spreading like coronavirus a little bit, in a good way. So lots of cool things about to happen, and Adrian is actually going to be one of our featured guests on a future episode of The Talk. talk show. I mentioned this before, but it's now confirmed. So we will be recording with him on the 12th of next month, ahead of the actual watch meetup that we've got at night with Red Bar.
Yes.
But he is going to be there on the night as well. So if you're looking for a celebrity you can come and get a selfie with, Adrian will be there. Yep. And he'll also be included in our live podcast recording, which you can be part of the talking studio audience. Just the old talk gear. You can kick around and listen to us talk crap.
We'll put all the bright old talk gear, we'll put all the best looking people at the front and the
Did
ugly
you notice
people
that?
At the back behind the
they
cars.
They always have like hot blondes kicking about in the front row.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I did notice that it was somewhat misogynist.
Staged.
in its yes, aged. You wouldn't get away with that now.
Well, with Scotland, you can get away with quite a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
So that is fine.
It would be great, though, if some women turned up.
There are going to be.
Yes. Newsflash to all the people that have ever come to a Red Bar Glasgow or Red Bar Edinburgh. This will be the first Red Bar Glasgow and Edinburgh that will have more than one woman at it. And we can guarantee that. But we're having to import them both from the United States and from London. So there you go. You'll be able to see them.
So in new watch news, by the time this comes out, which will be Monday, you will have a couple of days to get your skates on and go to the Swatch website, because apparently on Thursday there's going to be more of their limited edition, I was going to say Doctor Who watches, but that's not quite right. There's more of their limited edition James Bond watches, and the one that I've been told is one to look out for is the Q watch, which Q in the next film will actually be wearing. And somebody leaked this on Instagram, which they weren't meant to do, and I had a look at it, and it ended up in our Facebook group. So yeah, go and join our Facebook group. It's where all the cool stuff happens. It looks a bit like a jellyfish Swatch watch. Right, I don't know if you remember them.
Right. Yeah.
Yep, so it looks a bit like that. It's going to be genuinely limited. It's also going to be fairly inexpensive, 60 to 80 quid, and something that will actually appear in the movie. So if your pockets aren't deep enough for a new Omega, Swatch might be the one to go for.
Cool. Okie dokie. So while you are looking at the Facebook group, also go to the website, register the website so that you get an invitation and are able to hear all about the episode the 12th. But there are some articles you absolutely need to read on the website. Okay, so the first article you need to read is another coronavirus one. This is Eric Nielsen, who is involved in medical stuff, so does know what he's talking about. Check that out. Once that's thoroughly depressed you, you then need to go and check out Edwin's article. And if you have not broken down crying with laughter at the end of that article, then you're simply not human. So go to the website and check out both Edwin's article and Eric's article.
What are the names of them?
Another article. So the name I can't remember. Eric's article was something to do with coronavirus. Just look for a big picture of something that looks really nasty, that isn't like a Casio G-Shock. And then Edwin's article basically just has the word fin, as in the French word for the end.
Rick, you're going to have to get your finger out, because we have a chat every so often and you say things like, website figures could be better. What about this SEO thing? And then you go and create the shittest titles that mean nothing for articles and put the crappiest thumbnails up. I mean, anyone looking at that will never click it. I think you should actually rename it, because it's one of the best things I've read on the website. It's one of the funniest things. I actually phoned Edwin up afterwards to congratulate him on... I was laughing out loud at how well put together this was. It was exactly the kind of humour that I've got. Exactly the kind of humour you don't have. And yeah, we are going to be bringing him on the podcast, because he's going to be a hoot.
Hopefully we're recording him next week at some stage, but we'll see what happens.
And then who's next after him? Are we bringing in that Italian fellow that can't speak properly?
I think so long as he's not passed away, living and being from Northern Italy, then yes, we will get Gigi on the show to shout sin at us and to correct all our pronunciation. We'll maybe actually do a lesson. We'll maybe actually go through all the watch brands and he can tell us how it's supposed to be pronounced. That may be the way to do it.
Good. So yeah, Edwin's article is a cracker, and Eric's one is brilliant as well. He messaged me on Facebook to say, listen, there's a lot of misinformation kicking around, lots of media hype. I work in a hospital. Do you want me to put together 500 words? I went, yep. Mm-hmm. And then the next day we had that up, and it's about 1,000 words, but it's interesting and factual. None of this fake news, none of this hyperbole that's kicking around because newspapers like to sell things. It covers everything, gives you some good, honest advice. And the part that I took away from it was he said he's been working in hospitals for like decades, and he's had 3 days off due to illness because he employs proper cleaning and cleansing routines in between different things, and it's all about cleaning your hands and all the rest of it.
But nonetheless, you should buy canned goods and start digging your bunker.
Can we go to the secret bunker?
Oh, do we have a secret bunker?
Or is it Rick, secret? Do you not know about the secret bunker over near Anstruther?
No one's told me about the secret
bunker.
Is that the one that's signposted secret bunker?
Shh, don't tell people that. Yeah. It's over on the way to St Andrews. I've been there loads. It's one of my favourite cool places to go. So back in the Second World War, I think it was around about then, they built this bunker hundreds of feet underground over on the St Andrews coast area, and now it's open to the public. And you drive up and it just looks like a wee farmhouse. And then you go inside and you go down and you walk for ages until you're basically in the middle of the earth. And it's cracking. It's real good fun. I think you should go there and check it out. It's good.
I mean, Anstruther is good for fish and chips as well. So
best fish and chips in Europe.
Best fish and chips. Mm-hmm. It's not bad. It's a good fish and chip shop. Good fish tea mm-hmm. with some nice white bread and butter.
Indeed.
Your chips folded into it.
So I think we should have a Scottish Watches Day French out to the fries. Secret bunker.
Now, that's the place to have a... Is it big enough you could host a watch show?
Actually, yes.
Could you hire it out?
Yes, you can.
Oh, let's do that. let's invite a load of watch brands to meet in a secret underground bunker. How meta would that be?
That's cool.
Yeah. And actually, the only watch brand we should invite should be Fears.
Right.
Just because it's called Fears.
Uh-huh.
So... Come and see Fears in your secret underground bunker. Wear face masks. I think Nick should be developing a theme. Maybe we should send free first aid kits with his watches.
He got acknowledged by the British Board of Britishness.
Yes, the How British Are We people. So him and Roger Smith are the only ones that are involved in this from the watch world. And it's basically acknowledging the fact that they're trying to uphold British manufacturing standards and luxury and all that kind of stuff.
With their Swiss parts.
With their Swiss parts. It's good enough for the Swiss to say that they're Swiss when they're actually Chinese. Although to be fair to Nick, I was speaking to the other week and he has had lots, because he really doesn't rely on Chinese mass manufacture from what he does. Mm-hmm. I think virtually 100% of what he does is sourced in Europe.
Yeah.
He has been fielding lots and lots of phone calls from other brands going, Nick, who do you get to make X part in Europe? Because obviously they've supply chains have completely collapsed from China. So yeah, go and check out Nick's watches. They're great. And you'll be able to still get them because they're made in Europe. And Europe isn't quite closed yet.
No.
So we're okay.
Well, it's almost closed because this week, now we're getting to the juicy bit, 40 minutes in.
Yeah.
This week, it's three strikes and you're out. There were three shows I was wanting to go to have KO'd. Mm-hmm. That was the Geneva Motor Show. Mm-hmm. That was... Watches and Wonders, which used to be SIHH. They must be really pissed off that they didn't put their show on in January like they normally do.
I know.
They must be kicking themselves.
How to perform really, but somebody else is now, but more interestingly now, of course, is somebody else, people haven't really added this up yet, has announced that their show is going to be in January.
Yeah, we're getting to that. And the third one, the last one that dropped yesterday, and I was out having coffee with a pal I've not seen in years, and my phone blew up. Everyone was messaging. Mm-hmm. That's it. Baselworld cancelled. Gone.
Yep.
And that could be it, gone forever. But they have played funny buggers with it. They've not cancelled it. They have postponed. Nope. And what we are hearing from our sources is they are not giving money back for people that have booked stand space.
Yes, because what they're saying is that small print, no, we've just moved it. But interestingly is they've moved it, so they're saying, to January, which is exactly when Watches and Wonders would normally have been.
Yep.
So I dare say there's a bit of a rough conversation going on between Watches and Wonders stroke SIHH and the guys at MCH Group Baselworld going, okay, great, really sorry you've had to postpone your show as well, but why are you moving it to January? That's when our show normally is, apart from the fact that this year we agreed to have it at the same time as you guys were having your show to save all the press going. The result has actually been that the press have been saved from going to anything. Mm-hmm. So... the press are probably quite delighted in some cases, although the expensive sausage manufacturers in Basel will be crying over their bratwurst or whatever it is. Although I think we should still go. I mean, I'm not going to go, but I wasn't going to go anyway. I think we go, you know that meme you get that's got the wee guy with the table that has a sign on it that says, I think this, come and tell me why I'm wrong type thing.
Change my mind.
I think we should do that. I think you should take a table, fold down table, big banner that just says, I think this show should be on, or Scottish Watches, change my mind.
Well,
and get a
here's my plan.
Outside the locked arcade.
So I hadn't gone ahead and bought motor show tickets because I'd left it a little bit late and I was going to see if I could get a last minute deal on something. Because EasyJet, if you went on their website, it was £20, £20, first day of the motor show, £170. per flight. No. So I hadn't done that. So I don't really bother about that. I'll go next year because it will be back. They won't kill that. Now, I'd booked flights for Geneva to go to Watches and Wonders, but I'm still going to go to Geneva because we've got an interview, as we probably mentioned before, with Mark from the Watches TV, who's based there. So I'm going to hit him up and say, hey, how's it going? Listen, I know this is cancelled, but who do I go and see? Because when I went to Geneva last year with the guys from Scottish Watches, the Watches Tartan Army, we just went a wander to all the boutiques, Richard Mille, JLC, Montblanc, Bucherer, and had probably a better time going around Geneva, going into watch places than we did at the show. So I'm still going to go and do that. Yes. That's fine. But I had booked also EasyJet flights for Baselworld. Now, I can just write that off because it was about 60, 70 quid, something like that. And I've got an apartment that I've booked, but I can get my money back through booking.com. Or do I just go anyway? Because I still feel as if there are going to be little fringe places and hotels and independents that will be dotted around the place that still want to do stuff. The whole place will be in disarray, so everything will be cheaper. It's booked. It's only a few hundred quid. I don't know. Should I still go and have fun? Is anyone else still heading out?
I think so. I think Tartan Army Scottish Watches Tour. Just pretend like you're a Scottish football fan.
This is because last year I wanted to go to Chernobyl, which is a desolate wasteland. And now I'm going to go to Basel, which is a desolate wasteland.
Yes, everyone has to go and you have to wear a Russian watch.
Yes.
Do any of the Russian watch manufacturers display it, either SIHH or Baselworld?
Yeah, Vostok. Vostok Europe, which I think is a separate company there at Baselworld.
The Russians will turn up. The Russians will not cancel. They'll want something. They want to do something. They need to get out of the cold winter that's still going on in Siberia, wherever they're from. Mm-hmm. So they'll be wanting a party. I think you go, and I suspect it will be like going to a 1990s rave in a field, that actually all these random people will turn up, all with kind of the same sort of agenda, in that they were going to go and have fun anyway, and you just all end up, in some hotel or bar will become the centre of attention, and just all these people that decided not to cancel will just go. But like a big Red Bar event, everyone will just bring their watch rolls. I mean, maybe that's what we should do. Maybe we should, is there a Red Bar Geneva, a Red Bar Basel?
I'm pretty sure there should be.
Right, let's do Red Bar Basel and say to all these manufacturers, look guys, don't spend £1 million on a stand, bring a watch roll, put 8 watches in it, and we'll all meet at the pub and just come, and like a big Red Bar event, you just unroll your watch roll on a table that's got coasters and spilt beer, and folk just get to see your watches, and we just do it the old-fashioned way.
Basically, we'll just go to the pub and wait for it all to blow over.
Yes,
which is
exactly
a quote from Shaun of the Dead, I believe.
Sing songs and kill zombies.
So, anybody else that's still heading to Basel and wants to meet up for Scottish Watches World Basel Edition, we'll do that. And there'll be no Yanks.
Yeah, no, they don't travel.
They won't be coming.
They don't travel.
So we won't have any.
They,
no Chinese.
At the drop of a hat, they'll not travel.
No, so we'll have no Americans, no Chinese. It'll just be Scottish people in Switzerland. That sounds good. I like that.
It's a reasonable party.
We know how to party.
It is true that we do know how to do that.
And we're immune to coronavirus because alcohol kills it.
Yes. It's all about getting yourself suitably pickled.
Yes.
So that, you got to keep your blood sugar high, your blood alcohol level high, sorted.
Well, one of the things, I've been reading up a lot of things, and because I have more of an interest in health and fitness than you know anything about, some of the guys that are involved in things were saying, as long as your immune system is pretty good, you should be fine. So if you go to an exercise, which you kind of do, I suppose, you keep telling me, but I've never seen any evidence. If you exercise, you have proper sleep, you are eating well, you know, you're getting all the minerals, the vitamins, things you need, or you're supplementing with vitamin D3, omega-3 fish oils, blah de blah, vitamin C, quite importantly, and glutamine, you're in a really good position. So I think it'll be good. I'm going to Basel.
Good. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. Adrian will, because he's a shitbag, but hey.
Right, okay, so what else have we got? And then let's bring this thing in for landing.
Just trying to think of anything else that happened this week. It's mainly all been about the virus taking over the world, and it's not just watches. And we don't want people thinking we're diminishing the fact that this pandemic is a worldwide phenomenon that is killing people. That is not the point. Our podcast is about watches, so obviously we're going to talk about it in relation to that. But the car industry, medical devices, everything is getting affected. Mm. Even the stock prices in our Scottish Watches writers group, people were posting up about different, and it's not just, obviously, Swatch Group and LVMH and things have dipped, but there are many, many other industries. That, any industry that works on the just-in-time principle, like car manufacturers, they've ground to a halt. Already, Romain Jerome, which was renamed RJ, they went out of business this week, which is probably not directly in correlation with coronavirus, but there will be other brands and people that don't hold a lot of stock and don't have a supply infrastructure or a second source that are really going to get hit hard and get crippled. We're hearing about different ADs that are down 60-70% on sales across the board just because of what's happening, either not getting stock or lack of tourist trade. And it's not going to turn its way around anytime soon.
No, this could well be a bit of a new norm for a wee while. Also, we've got Mark from Watches TV coming up on the next episode, I think, and he's already recorded it, but he's revealed some interesting things about how many casualties he thinks there'll be, about the fact that there are a number of watch brands that have simply not sold any watches this year. A number of very small boutique brands, and they've sold nothing because the market, obviously January is never really that busy, then getting the Chinese New Year thing, and then all this has kicked off. So yeah, there will be more casualties directly or indirectly related to everything that's going on.
Rick, we never had these problems when we were part of Europe. Okay. But yeah, that's about it. So this is a little bit of a shorter episode because the whole world has been consumed with news of this. We needed to talk about it. We didn't want to. We're trying to keep things kind of upbeat, but it is the way of things. If you are kicking around in Glasgow, in the Argyll Arcade, pop in and see Simon at James Port & Son because they have got in the whole new range of Zin watches. They've also got a brand that I'd heard about just as I was getting into the hobby, start of 2017, but kind of disappeared. I remember seeing them in Basel 2017 and I hadn't really heard much about them, and that is Seven Friday. Very peculiar looking watches, almost like an old 1960s TV shape. Little bit like, very much like Gorilla, actually, the one that you've got. Interesting dial designs and all the rest of it, and he's got a couple of very limited edition ones, so stick your neck in there, have a look at those. He's also got in the Cameoke, which is the Casioke, but with the camo bezel. I think he's got one or two of them left. And as I say, I was in seeing Mappin and Webb, and Declan was saying that they've got a brand new Tudor P01 in stock. So if you're looking for one of those, retail price, brand new, obviously, just pop in and see him. I think that really covers things, doesn't it?
Excellent. Yes, it does. So remember, jobs@scottishwatches.co.uk. Check out the Facebook page, the group, the YouTube channel, the TikTok, the Friendster, the Friends Reunited, the Google...
Our mailing list?
Thingy. Mailing list. Yes, mailing list. Get on the mailing list. Yeah. Get on the mailing list. Very important. Go to the website, add your details, get on the
mailing
list.
Click the join button from the menu.
Yeah, it means that when our numbers sadly get diminished as this virus spreads, we can all... We can all at least send offers of all the watches you leave behind to those that you leave behind to pick up the pieces.
I've got good news.
Uh-huh.
By the time this launches, there should be on the Red Bar website the facility to purchase your tickets to the Global Red Bar Meetup, which is in London later this year. And I've been told the price. It is mega inexpensive. And as well as last year, this year you will get a commemorative limited edition watch. It won't be a G-Shock because that's what people got last year, and a goodie bag. And from what I've told, even what's in the goodie bag is worth far more monetary-wise than the entry price. And the only reason they charge an entry price to go to the Global Meetup is if they did it for free, then people would be like, yeah, I'll come. And then because they didn't pay anything, they'll be like, nah, can't be bothered, I'll just stay in. So it'll be good. I've been told little bits and pieces of what's happening. Can't divulge much, but the one last year over New York was amazing, and this one will be just as good. Lots of highbrow guests, lots of things planned, and it's going to be a good one.
And apparently you're giving a speech.
Well, I get told this. When I met Adrian, Adrian said that him and us, which really means me because you don't exist, you're just a voice changer I use.
Absolutely.
Are doing a talk at it, and that will be kind of weird and interesting, but I hadn't been told about it. But I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm good in front of people now, although I used to be kind of really, really shit at public speaking. But doing a podcast does help, it turns out. It has been good therapy for me. Yeah, I'm up for that. That'll be a good laugh.
Oh, well, look forward to seeing there. And so that's it from us. So it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.
Goodbye. We'll be right back.